For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will open up the season with an exhibition at Minnesota on Sunday. The icebreaker then coming up late next week, joined by fifth-year Kyle Loft. 4 years not enough for you, Kyle. You just can't get Bemidji out of you, can you?
No, I love it here. Love it here.
You know, you look back at your career here, there's been an awful lot of highs. It comes with the sport. There's some lows. It's the highs and the lows that make this game so special, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's the game of hockey. You know, when you look back, you definitely remember them, but like the group of guys we got here, for my 4 years to my fifth year now, and you remember all those teammates, all the memories you made, and you know, the road trips, not even playing the games, the off ice stuff, it all impacts you. So it's been special. It's been very special.
Every year, and Tom makes a point of, you know, hammering this home every year, that every team is different. Could have the same guy, but maybe his role's different this year than last year. How have you seen, the veterans, even last year's freshmen, now sophomores, how have you seen them evolve?
Yeah, that's a super fun part of it. You see how, the work they put in, just the mental side of it too, being more comfortable. You see it in yourself. You see other players, guys in your class below you, like you said, even the sophomores this year, just that development that they have each year. You can see in the game the confidence they have and leadership roles they take. So it's been good so far this season. You can see a lot in a lot of players. So
exhibition games can mean different things every year. I mean, last year's game was at New Year's, so you've already been playing for a while, and there's just more opportunity for guys to play. What changes when it's game one?
Yeah, game one, you don't really know what to expect, but as a fifth year, you got a little feel for it. But it's really good for all of us, really, to get out on the ice to play a game. Sometimes you wish it would count, but it'll be good either way. You learn from everything. You know, the young guys getting their first game under their belt before the actual season starts, and putting something on film too. You know, that's something you can build off before the first series is always good.
Tom usually, it varies if he's going to play veterans a regular amount or not. Sometimes you won't even play. Do you want to play?
Absolutely. You never like sitting out of games. That's the coach's decision, though, obviously. He hasn't said anything to us about that yet or anything, but we all expect to play and go from there. His decision's his decision, and we'll obviously be okay with that.
Handful of new coaches this year. How has some new blood invigorated things and changed things in a good way?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, we're going to miss Gibby, but the coaches that have came in have done a great job. They're great people and got good energy, different styles, and I think it'll be good for us to learn from them. So, and they're coming from different backgrounds too. So it's been really good so far. I'm excited for it.
I realize that this is a week away yet, but has it set into you guys how important it is for Bemidji State to be hosting the Icebreaker next week?
Yeah, it's obviously super cool, and you hear Coach talk about it. How special it is to be a part of it, and with North Dakota, and that we're super excited. We're looking forward to it for sure.
No better way to open a building than that, right?
Absolutely not.
Best of luck.
Thank you.